Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You are now in tune to the Chat and Shit podcast. Guess what? This is a podcast. And it's called Chatting Shit, boy.
Oh, what a wonderful sunny morning in London this morning.
You all right?
Yeah, good, man.
Good, man. That was nice.
Yeah, and it's not sunny, so that's why it's quite funny, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it?
No, it's quite great and raining.
Ironic.
But what I like to do is a sun song.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? But I prefer the rain, to be honest.
Oh, you've done the sun. Okay.
No, I've done it. Yeah, that was it. What do you reckon?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I prefer the rain, to be honest.
To sun?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, unless I'm away, but I think London suits the rain more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I don't know.
Let me rephrase that. I think the rain is the best when I want to be indoors. When I want to go out, I want it to stop raining. How about that?
Evening at home.
Yeah.
Love Island, dinner
it's
on your lap.
Attic room.
Sort of thing. Yeah.
The pitter-patter.
Yeah, a bit of pitter.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and pitter bread.
Yeah. And just like a pitter bread, some hummus and rain.
Yeah.
Goes hand in hand. Night in.
That's what everyone says as well.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a common,
about me.
It's a common phrase.
About
pitter
me.
Pitter bread, hummus and rain. And
yeah, if you've ever met Steepo, yeah.
It's raining. You know what he's going to be doing. What? Having hummus and pitter bread.
Yeah. God, all the bloody hummus stores are going to be empty near Steepo. Why? Because it's raining.
He literally won't stop eating until the rain stops.
I've got hummus all over my moustache at the moment as we're speaking.
Yeah, man. You smell like chickpeas.
Yeah, I do. Which ain't not a bad thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Worst thing to smell of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you remember, you know, your famous BO problem. That's probably worse, isn't it?
Yeah, that is really bad.
The onions under your armpit.
Yeah. Well, now I have a car, you know, like, car fragrance.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, you have under each
tied
arm.
To my armpits, yeah.
Tied to your armpit hair.
They hang, yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Keeps my chest smelling good, at least.
Yeah. And it's just for everyone else, really, isn't it? Because you said, you always said you quite like the BO smell.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It smells like skunk.
Remember when we first met, you'd always put your nose down your jumper and just leave it there for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's like when you have good weed and you blow it back up to your face. And
yeah, you're going to waft it into your face.
Yeah. Yeah. I only like my own smell, though, don't I?
No, of course. You're not a monster.
No.
For everyone listening, we're doing a morning record. So I've just woken up. I'm in my pants. My hair's everywhere. Hugo, you been up for the last 6 hours, probably?
No, about half seven.
About half seven. So looking a good 4 hours.
Yeah, three and a touch, yeah.
So it's sort of midday for you.
Yeah. I'm going to go get some lunch after this.
Lunch, yeah. Nice.
Well, my fridge is broken, so.
Oh, great. Go on. Yeah. Talk to me.
No, I just came back from being away and it's broke.
So, oh, I hate that. Was it all the shit gone off?
Yep.
Oh, no. Pissed. Yeah. I'd be fuming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I called a repairman. He was like, like, do you repair fridges? He was like, yeah. And I was told him the problem. He was like, right, turn it off for 36 hours. I was like, what? Is that it? And he went, yeah, and turn it back on, and then it should work. Any problems after that, you might need to repair it. And I was like, can you not just come and repair it? And he went, no, nah, there's no point until you've turned it off for 36 hours.
So, can I should probably just buy a new one then, because that's a bit...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, fridges, mental. Do you know what else is mental?
What?
Fucking hell, you haven't wished me happy birthday for my birthday month. Just come
on. Yeah, happy birthday, man.
Oh, mate, what a birthday month it's been. Thank you.
I've got your present emails. It's in the background, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, you can't make it out, though.
Is it the green thing?
No.
Oh, I mean, if it is Stone Island, I still love Stone Island, by the way.
Okay. I'm checking.
Hey, guys, it's Ron here. Coming back at you like Cleopatra. Trying out a new catchphrase. But yeah, I hope y'all guys enjoy the podcast. And remember, all the links will be down at the bottom. All the recos down at the bottom. And I hope y'all enjoy them.
Oi, I watched Lehane again recently.
Yeah, I know you did. He went and watched it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
we got pretending. I thought, maybe I should stop talking to him in real life and make these better.
That's what they used to do on the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais thing.
Yeah.
Save it.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, I watched Lehane again. I haven't watched it in like 7 years, bruv. But
yeah, I haven't watched it in ages. Hard. Probably longer, because I saw it before you.
Yeah. Well, because you're older than me. Because you're older. You're older than me. You are older and fatter than me. Okay.
It took you a while to sort of get up to speed with film.
Yeah, I was just into Football Factory for ages.
It is a good film, though.
Ah, it's a strong film. But yeah, man. And then I saw Les Miserables, if that's how you say it.
Oh, the West End show.
I had a bit of an Italian, then went for a West End show. It's great. me and my girl shared a gin and tonic. No, bruv, it was sick. It was sick, bruv. Have you heard of it?
Only from you and Asim, but it does.
Yeah. Well, the two people that know the most about film in the UK, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but you know I will not watch a film unless it's foreign. I adore subtitles.
Yeah, I mean, every film's good when you read it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like a good book. Yeah. No, so yeah, but it's sick though. You would fucking love it. Yeah, it's about the hood in Paris. Kind of like the best depiction of French, like, hoods since Lehane, I'd say. But it's more about the youngers and that and how they're, like, running wild and shit.
Sick. I do like French films. I've seen some sick ones, but I can't remember the names. But
what about Un Prophète?
Yeah, Prophète. Sick. I love that.
Mezzarine?
Mezzarine, the gangster one. Yeah.
Hard. I just downloaded all them again.
He's the guy in Lehane, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, man. I definitely recommend that. There's a cinema near me, you know. East London got their little independent cinemas and that. But yeah, I think you can find it. Yeah. They're still open, boy. Well, they're back open. What else? Oh, yeah. I also, on my birthday day, that wasn't part of the birthday weekend, that was in the birthday month.
This was the apex of the birthday weekend.
Yeah, exactly. My girl organized a little day, and halfway through that, little surprise, went to the cinema to watch. Parasite, yeah?
Yeah.
The guy that directed that.
I still haven't seen it. I'll be honest with you.
You haven't seen Parasite?
No, I haven't.
No, but it's sick. But it's one of his earlier films called Memories of Murder, which I like to call Memoirs of Murder.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because you know how I adore language.
Yeah, you do. Well, yeah. I mean, you change the name.
Changed the name of things. That's the best way to go, isn't it?
Spent years working on.
Exactly.
It is good.
Yeah, it's sick, man. That's my recommendations. How about you? What have you been watching?
I haven't really been watching anything because I've been away. So,
you've been watching some things.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
What did you watch last night? You messaged me about.
Oh, Alhan.
Yes.
That's really good. He's sick, man. I love Alhan.
Shout out to Alhan, man. Yeah, he's a G. He's got a few new a few new docs out on Vice.
Yeah.
One of them, yeah, he goes to interview Beatles super fans.
I love the guy.
One, yeah, oh man, amazing.
The interviews. Amazing. He is sick.
He Alhan's so good at like terrorizing people, but with making them feel included. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I like when he plays in gigs in Skepta.
Yeah.
See, he's sick, man. He's really confident. Like,
yeah, man, he's a G.
Yeah, yeah. Big up Alhan. Yeah.
Shout out Alhan, man. Definitely go watch that.
Yeah. I do have one recommendation, actually.
Oh, go on.
It's a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nothing like this at all.
Oh, it's so called, shit.
Hold on. Let me find the name. It's sick.
Oh, bro. Just while you find the name, I've been listening to Alan Partridge in the Oast House, and it's sick on Audible. So, yeah, listen to that as well. It's live. Oh, and also Big Rap Cookbook podcast. Make sure you lot listen to that. Hard.
Yeah, I listen to that as well. Bruno. Really good.
Yeah, man.
The one I'm listening to is called Darknet Diaries. Sick.
What's that about pedos on the net?
No, it's about true stories of the dark side of the internet. Not pedos, like more like hacking and shit. It's sick, though. I don't ever listen to comedy shit, you know? Like,
I know. But it seems so not as dark when it's just stuff happening on the internet.
Yeah, well,
yeah, you'd think, but Jesus boy. Christ, there was I think it was a 300-unit baseball bat order that went wrong because someone hacked it.
Yeah, it's more like someone hacked a nuclear bunker and could have killed the whole world.
I suppose that is pretty. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
so, pretty tough. Yeah. When I say I'm listening to serious shit,
then you're listening to serious
I am.
Shit.
I'm a serious man about town.
Yeah. You've got serious issues. Yeah.
I rarely listen to comedy podcasts.
Nah, same. I don't listen to... I mean, I wouldn't even class this as a comedy podcast. But bruv, Partridge, though, his audiobooks.
Next level. I will listen
to
that.
Podcasts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I listened to the Louis Theroux audiobook. That was sick.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's hard, man. That's sick. It's just a way of reading his book without having to read.
Yeah. That's the best way to read.
Yeah, exactly.
Ask. If you don't ask, boy... You don't get. Ask.
All right, sweet. Well, as you probably noticed, this episode is just me and Hugo literally just chatting shit.
Yeah.
An absolute shizen class.
Waffle. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, we're just going to be answering some of your questions that you've been sending in.
Yeah, some sick questions as well.
Yeah, man.
Flick through.
So yeah, man, if you want to... If you've got any questions for us and you want us to answer them on the show or anything you want us to talk about, chattingshit1@gmail.com is the place to send all that stuff.
Place to be.
Yeah. Thank you so much for everyone. I was inundated with birthday love as well. I think one person mentioned it. So, yeah, thank you for that. I specifically told everyone on a public service announcement to definitely wish me happy birthday and say things they love about me. So,
yeah. How did that go?
Do that. Yeah, that's got a lot. I'm a junk folder, probably, isn't it?
Yeah. So, right, okay. Got the fan questions. I feel this is more directed to you, so I'll ask you this.
Go on, then.
So it says also.
Oh, but this one, do you know who this is from?
The Criminal Pen Pal.
Yes, man, like gnomes. Shout out gnomes, man.
So it says, if you weren't involved in music or television, do you think you'd be a chef or involved in food? In some form, because your love for food from gnomes.
Now, is he talking about my passion for food or Hugo's weight problem? Because it's quite hard.
I'll be a professional sort of protein powder tester.
Eater, yeah. Or a sumo wrestler would be quite good for your physique. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's held in high regard in that culture, so all good. Now, do you know what, gnomes? Shout out gnomes, man, aka ASAG, holding it down in Brighton. I've been asked this many a times, but I don't think I could work in a kitchen environment, man. I think it's too high pressure for me. I enjoy cooking and I enjoy eating, obviously, but I don't think I could work in, unless it was like in food in a sense of going around testing food,
owning a restaurant,
owning a restaurant, just walking in. Yeah, walking in and having a tiny little coffee in a suit with my legs crossed, meeting my mates outside the shop, running it dry because everyone's coming eating for free and then going bankrupt. That's how I'd probably do it.
Sick.
Having a good 2 years of looking, do you know what I mean? Looking cool.
Sort of like what Larry David does in Curb, just like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my dad used to do with all his businesses.
Yeah.
What? Shout out dad, RIP. Run them to the ground and bankrupt them.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's quite a gangster thing to do, though.
Yeah, it is. It is.
They don't own it.
So. Nah, start a new one, flip it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, number two. This one's from Libby Hanley. Oh, I wish also people, can you write where you're from? Because I'd like to, I'd quite like to say, this one's from Linny Hanley from Southport. Do you know what I mean?
All right, let's just say she's from Southport.
She's from Southport, yeah, yeah. She's not, but let's just say, yeah. Where do you get your retro garms from that you wear on PJDN?
Oh, eBay. Yeah.
First, it was heavy on eBay at first, and then you started getting all your wavy garms and Duke's cupboards and that popping up.
Yeah, people kind of sort of pitch them to you, I guess, on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, now you've got a lot of Instagram pages that you could cop off. Depop as well, obviously.
Yeah, Depop for a bit.
When we first started, it was just a selection of garms we still kind of had from back in the day. Especially me, because I was a little bit further out from everyone else, so we're still trapped in the past a little bit more. So shout out Weapon X.
Yeah, we sourced him. You sourced the early stuff.
I'm not sure
where Steve's hat came from.
That was me.
Sick.
Because we still had the doggy ears hats, innit? Sick. Well, we weren't rocking them, but they were still in the cupboard, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wore one to school.
Yeah, definitely. I used to wear that shit all the time, man, yeah. But yeah, so that's kind of where it all comes. I mean, you can get, it's so easy to get all that stuff now, man. It's kind of bait now, but not saying in a bad way. It's good. There's so many good vintage shops around, like, but mainly like Instagram and online, I guess, isn't
it? Yeah. And also at that time when you were buying like Pat and Mosh off eBay, it wasn't like £600 for a shirt.
Nah, yeah, bruv, you get some off key patterns for like 30 quid for trousers. Cause back when we first started, it wasn't cool. You didn't have all the little uni lot, like going to garage raves and all that. It was like, it was a throwback. So you'd go on eBay and you'd have, like a 35-year-old that was kind of probably embarrassed about how he used to dress, trying to sell all his old gums from back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, clearing out the loft.
Yeah, and then once you started getting, it started becoming cool again, people started clocking on and charging more, innit?
I remember we did Kentish Town. No, not Kentish Town. The one before that, Roundhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a guy there that was like a serious Moschino collector.
Yeah.
And he loaned me a shirt.
He loaned me a shirt as well that night.
He was a G.
Yeah, man. Do you remember his name?
Nah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Libby, if you just want to type into Google serious mosh seller, it should pop up.
Yeah.
Shout out that, bro. Anyway, man, we're just terrible with names, but
yeah.
Yeah, man. Next one. May, I beg you tell man another question.
Calm, G. Calm. Oh, now?
Yeah. Number three.
Five. Very big fan of your stuff and can't wait for the Corrupt FM Weekender. Thank you. Who makes the beats for the intro outright interludes in the podcast because they are serious? Ooh. Especially the intro tune. Big up.
Who's that from?
That's from Jay Jordan and from Huddersfield.
Huddersfield, yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, the intro tune, I made that with my mate Harry. And the others I make with loops.
Yeah.
A lot of Beat Butcher loops, actually.
Yeah, shout out Beat Butcher, man. Hey, bruv, do you know what I love? The last one, the one that you use under, hey, yo, check it when we're shouting everyone out.
Oh, yeah, that's literally a Beat Butcher loop.
That's hard, bruv. Makes me want to pull the mic out from the attic.
I'm going to get the pad out.
Yeah, remember the mic I used to roll around with?
Yeah, yeah, the Britney one.
Yeah, I used to go out to studio sessions with a head mic.
And with like, a gaming headset.
I just kick the door down and go, sup?
Sup, plug me in.
Plug me in. Just passing him the cord. Yeah.
A little jack. Yeah, yeah. I make them.
Yeah, thanks, that's it, man. Hugo is a super talented producer, and in fact, I mean, you'd know by now if you listen to podcasts, but that was his first love, making beats.
Yeah, still got a set up at home.
Still here, man. Still here.
But I just, it felt like a job after a while.
Yeah, you got to switch it up when shit feels boring. That is a good bit of advice, by the way. People ask about advice. Keep making sure you love things. Keep them interesting. And you can always come back to them. Just give them a break, try different things.
Yeah, it was a lot. But now it's just fun, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Sent some beats to Cass Is Dead yesterday.
Is it? You've been chatting to him?
Yeah, he did actually get back to me about one, but he doesn't want it. He just liked it.
Shout out Cass, man. Hopefully one day we can get him on the podcast, man.
Yeah, man. I can't wait for his album.
Yeah, same. To be honest, for me,
he's the best
in the UK. And, you know, not even in the UK. Like for me, yeah, like when I listen to Cass, it gives me that feeling of, because we're guys that was raised on American hip hop, really, apart from like obviously grime and jungle and that and garage. But when it comes to rap, he gives me that feeling of when I used to listen to albums back in the day, you know?
He's sick, man. I wish there was more.
Yeah.
But he's a perfectionist, I think.
I know. It's good. And it's good,
you can
man.
Tell.
Yeah. I mean, you can easily overdo things. It's good not to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep them wanting more, which you famously said.
Always keep them wanting more.
Exactly. Right, yeah. Next one. Okay.
Leave them wanting more. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sound like that. I don't really listen to your lines.
It was ages ago, yeah.
Just listen to mine. Yeah. This one's from... Oh, it doesn't say who he's from. Should we just make up a name and a place?
Yeah, Clifford from...
Azerbaijan.
Yeah, okay, cool. Perfect.
Oh, no, actually, no.
How many Cliffords do you reckon there are in Azerbaijan?
Just one travelling around in a gap year.
Sick, let's keep it at that.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I picked the wrong place. Fuming. All his mates.
There's no full moon party.
Yeah.
It's really strict.
Yeah. You can't drink it. Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, cool. So I'll make it nice and easy, he's saying. If use, that's a clue. So he's either from up north or Essex or Hertfordshire.
Or
Azerbaijan. Yeah. Let's say he's from Hertfordshire originally, but he's traveling via Azerbaijan for his gap year.
My mate was, this is random, but my mate's a builder and he worked out in Azerbaijan. He called it Azerbaijan.
I fucking love Azerbaijan. Do you know
he's out there for 3 months.
Yeah.
I don't know why they get him in, but anyway.
Or do you know what? On my family tree DNA thing, I'm a little bit from there, innit? That's obviously the Kurdish side.
Yeah. Nice, man.
Yeah, sweet.
Should go.
Yeah. Well, I will one day. Anyway, okay, cool. If you had one mad superpower, what would it be?
That's tough.
I know what mine would be.
Go on. Oh, you say yours well, I think.
Okay. Mine would be... mine sounds a bit weird, though. Mine would be invisibility.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I just like to kind of get through. Actually, because I'm imagining that I'm invisible, but I can also fly.
Well, that's all right.
So can I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Flying invisibility. So I can get to places without anyone seeing me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the flying thing is, and invisibility is good. It's a good one.
And also invisibility, you can check if people are lying. You can go through a wall and watch them talk.
That's what you would do.
Yeah, no. And then jump out of invisibility right at the right time. Cool, yeah.
But you'd have to be naked to go fully invisible.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm imagining.
So you just flash covering
I'd cover my dick in it immediately.
Fucking liar.
Yeah. So it's me, and I'm really paranoid about someone getting one over on me or doing something that's fucking me over, yeah? So take all my clothes off, seep through the wall over the front door, wait in the living room for the right moment. Click my fingers and go, ah, call ya! Come to life and I'm just there completely naked in their living room holding my dick. And then you have to immediately go, I wasn't wanking.
You were lying.
It was the lie. I wasn't wanking. You're lying.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. You're lying. You're in my living room naked.
Yeah, and if it was you, it literally would look like an elephant in the room. What about you? Have you got a...
Oh, it's quite tough. I just keep thinking of Carl Pilkington's one. Bullshit, man.
What's that? Just calling people out?
No, anytime someone's talking bullshit, he appears in a room and goes, that's bullshit. And that's it.
That's kind of like me with the naked invisibility.
Yeah.
In a way. you know what I mean?
You're basically, it's more of a truth.
That's, truth theorem.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Is that what you want?
Nah. Once I'm gone, I'm gone. They can talk about me.
No, you're right. I don't. Now I'm older, I don't actually want to know the truth about me.
Because I much prefer what I think of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And most way people better. Are wrong. Most people are wrong.
Probably flying. And yeah, really okay, me and you speed.
Flying. Me and you flying hand in hand, naked in the sky.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah. Right about now, you are locked into the legendary Chat and Shit podcast.
Next one. Love the podcast. Absolute jokes. Long may it continue. Sounds like a great guy already.
Yeah.
This is from, Ben from Vienna. He actually is from Vienna.
Wow.
We didn't make that up. Amazing.
Nice.
I doubt he's from there with a name like Ben. Well, you never know. What could it be short for?
Clifford.
Well, no, but a Viennese name.
Oh.
Ben Svalsch.
There you go.
There we go, yeah. Ben Svalsch from Vienna. Yeah, yeah. Question one. He's got one question and one suggestion. Suggestion? See that, mate. If you were part of a tag team wrestling duo, who from PJDN crew would be your partner? It would be Beats versus Grinder, so one partner each.
Okay, I'd pick.
Oh, come on, mate. I've already taken him. Ask him.
Yeah, that's who I'd pick as well.
Yeah.
I'd take George.
George, yeah.
I'd take Craig.
Yeah. Ask him, yeah. Ask him's got weighty shoulders, man. And Asim was, and do you know what? Asim, out of all of us, was the wrestling fan as well.
Yeah, he loves all martial arts.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah. He would enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't know if George Craig is.
Now, what you could do with Craig, So Craig, George is Craig Beats' his son on the show, his real name. What you could do with him is just plow him with fucking full fat Coke.
Red Bulls.
Yeah, Red Bulls. What about that time on BBC Nothing when he was just in the kitchen and he wouldn't stop drinking the Coke in the scene?
Yeah, no, he leant over during a scene and just cracked open a massive bottle of Coke and backed it.
And all that, the art department was like, we haven't got another fucking bottle. Why does he keep doing that?
But the director was like, no, it's cool. I like it.
Let him live.
So yeah.
But yeah, okay, so George. You could have George on Red Bull and I'd have Asim bareback sober.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. And what's the suggestion? That's sweet.
Yeah.
Are we reading that?
Yeah, go on.
You should do a prank call section where you get people to either give you their friends' numbers and prank call people, especially as you're both sick doing voices and characters.
Well, he's not wrong there, is he, about the sick thing?
He's not. I do like prank calling, but it's a bit different now because of private... I don't know. It's not like a classic landline.
Maybe we could get a landline installed.
I love to prank a landline.
Personally. So, it's more like businesses, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it's sad to think about, Ben from Vienna. Thanks, mate. We'll look into maybe getting a landline installed. And it could be our prank number.
Yeah, that would be sick. I'd actually
be up for that, to be honest. I mean, pranking's a little bit sneaky, isn't it? Ever since like Instagram and YouTube started wanting, you know, like, we're doing it for the content. We're seeing your reaction, bro.
It's leveled up.
Yeah.
It's like real life pranking.
But maybe we could bring it back to the classic days. Do you know what I mean? The good days of it.
Yeah.
Golden era, like.
Before Phone Checker, like. He smashed it. He made it fucking amazing.
Just when phones came out.
Yeah.
When we were younger.
Yeah, when the number doesn't come up, you can't get called back.
We'll think about that. Yeah, next shout one. Out Ben from Vienna for that. Okay, next one.
Do you know what, mate?
What, mate?
I've got a question for you.
Oh, Marshies.
This is from Connor Irvin.
All right. Or Irvine. Where's he from, probably?
He's
probably from.
Moscow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
capital city of
Russia.
Mother Russia. Everyone calls it that.
Okay, so he says, quick topic for the podcast.
Nice one.
Tokyo.
Ooh. Oh.
Going in October next year for 7/10 days. He hasn't decided yet, so he hasn't booked the flight. I'll go for 10.
Yeah, definitely.
Connor. I was you.
You're going to have jet lag for the first 3 days. So.
You are going to be fucked. Yeah. Yeah. And
that's facts, though, isn't it? If you want a good 7 days, go for 10.
You definitely 2 days, you're fucking.
We were fucked for like 4 days. You know what I mean? But let's say 3.
I had sleeping tablets, you know, and they really messed me up even more.
That's what I'm saying. Now, you don't need, you can't. So that's one of the first things. I was looking it all up and that. You've literally just got to do it, man. You've got to stay up. Sleep when they sleep and take no tablets, man, because it will make
befriend,
it worse.
Befriend a Japanese man,
and ask him what time he goes to sleep.
Yeah, and maybe stay the night with him for the first two nights.
So, because you want that same bed down routine that his family does. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
That's a good bit. That's a good tip. So, seeing pretty much every YouTube travel video on it. That's exactly what we did, man.
Another bit of advice. I don't really drink, but I feel like people that do drink on the first night go out, get battered,
and then you
kind of settle in quicker.
Definitely, definitely.
My girl, when she came out, she just went out, had drinks, food, and seemed to adapt way quicker than I did.
Yeah.
So there you go. Right.
She went out with some of the rugby lads that she met, didn't she, on a night out? You were just in the hotel.
Oh, did she? She didn't tell me that.
So 100%. So jet lag wise, even though you didn't even ask about jet lag, we're just giving you a bit of perspective.
That's the worst thing about it.
I'd say try and get a flight that comes in like the afternoon and don't sleep till the night, and maybe have a few drinks to help yourself get to sleep. You know what I mean? He goes. He says, main thing I want to know is what stuff is a must see, must experience, and must eat in Tokyo. Standard tourist shit is covered already. Much love to the show, the pod, and big up the Taste Cadets. Sick. Shout out my Taste Cadet brothers. If you're listening to this, me and my boys travel around the world, eating food, learning about culture. I've got an Instagram called Taste Cadets. Follow that. Hugo, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Hugo had an amazing time. We went, before we filmed the film, we went a year before just on our own. And kind of just experience things that what would you recommend?
Depends what you're into, really. I think because we both, especially me, not you so much, like sort of streetwear and stuff. So I think shopping.
Right, the shopping's hard.
We did a lot, probably too much shopping the first time we went. I really like, fucking hell, the names, man.
Okay, there's a place called Shimokitazawa, which is amazing. Vintage, lots of vintage shopping there. You can find a lot
polo
of
polo bits there, boy.
Yeah, all of that stuff. So yeah, Shimokitazawa, which is not too far from Shibuya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shibuya's hard for, like, you know, you've got like Supreme, Bape.
All that resale stuff.
A lot of resale spots that, yeah, like, it's spenny though.
Yeah, Bape's cheaper, but yeah, I guess Bape's cheaper if you're into that. Yeah. Not a lot of people are.
There's a lot of sick shopping basically in Tokyo.
Yeah. We went to a sick art gallery type thing in Roppongi.
Loved that it. Was sick. It's in Roppongi, Connor. It's called Mori Art Museum. It's sick. To be honest, like, they've got different exhibitions all year round. We went and saw this this famous anime animator. I'm not massively into anime, but it's sick. It was good, man.
Yeah, it wasn't just pictures as well. I'm like a kid. I need buttons.
Yeah, there's a few buttons in that looking around.
Things to put my face into.
Yeah, exactly.
What was that fucking mad experience thing?
Yeah, yeah, Team Labs.
Team Labs is amazing.
Team Labs is sick. It's like a walkthrough art lighting mad thing.
There's two of them as well.
Yeah.
Check them both out. I went Disney. Disney's sick.
You went Disneyland, yeah.
Yeah, Disneyland. Fucking, they all dress up in character, the people, like Japanese people that go there. So everyone is dressed up, basically, apart from sort of Westerners. But yeah, and they eat massive turkey legs, which is quite weird.
Is it?
That's what they sell there.
Did you have one?
No, it looked weird. It looked like a Viking type.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it reminds me of, you know, like Tom and Jerry and shit.
Yeah. It was sick, though. And the best thing is that, like, if you go somewhere like that here, the queuing is long, but in Japan they're so efficient, like it's sick. It moves quickly. Everyone's polite. Everyone's like, there's no pushing in. There's good vibes.
The efficiency level in Japan in general is just next level. Man.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah, there's also so in Shimokitazawa, if you're going there for your vintage stuff, there's a sick bar called Little Soul Cafe. Yeah. Which is just like one man, small, like it's like you can get like fit maybe like 12 people in there. One man, dark little bar, almost like a little speakeasy. This like geezer, like a little 50-year-old geezer with a flat cap that just plays old sick records, man. Like this, the whole back of him is just vinyls, and he's got one record player, and he would just play like old like funk and soul and blues songs.
Yeah,
and Nas has been there as well, and he loved it. So he
signed. Well, there you go.
That means
you have to go there.
You go there.
I went to this place. It's like a sushi place that does horse.
Oh yeah, horse sashimi.
Yeah, it was actually.
I want to try it.
It was all right.
Yeah,
it wasn't like too intense.
Carpaccio kind of thing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was decent.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'd try all the weird food.
Yeah, Connor, the food's so amazing out there that it's hard to tell you where to go because everywhere's so sick. What I would do though is just research a few things that you want to try out there, like, I don't know, like Wagyu beef, udon, ramen, sushi, like different things that you know you want to box off and then find the best place. I know you're already doing this, but we've obviously got a few Japan stories on Taste Cadets, so check there because there's a whole list there, man.
That wings place was good.
Yes, the wings spot is called...
That was amazing.
It's in Shinjuku, innit? I'm just going through my list, bro.
Everything's like specialized.
The wing place is called, Chiba-chan, which is, I think it's like Osaka-style sort of fried pepper wings. It's amazing,
pepper,
man.
Pepper wang.
Pepper wangs. You press a button and they bring the wings and beers and that. It's good. Good spot. Right. I mean, this is fucking boring to anyone that doesn't want to go to Tokyo, so let's move on. But yeah, big up Connor Irvine. I'll be going back as well. January, me, Osaka this time. Taste Cadets, boom. Make sure you lock in.
Osaka, baby. Skiing.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I'll go ski at the end of it as well. Yeah, defo.
Yeah.
You dirty, dirty little scrubber. Beg you ask another question.
Quezzy. Okay, next one. Good evening, Super and Hugo. Firstly, let me start by saying thank you. Thank you. PJDN has been a massive source of comedy for me and my friends for the last few years.
Yeah.
Basically, when you do your next podcast, can you please give us some insight into how to materialize your jokes, ideas between mates into securing a TV show?
Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he just goes on to say that him and his friend are writing a comedy script, doing it for a few years now, and working out how to get it to places. Yeah, man, like it's a tough one because there's no we didn't take the classic avenue, you know what I mean? I was doing fuck all, and I mean, we all were, and we're just very lucky that we all started getting together creatively at the right time, and we all were into the same thing. So for me, like, collaboration is one of the most important things, really, to having different people's opinions to lean on and to work with.
Yeah, I'd say put it on YouTube. Like,
yeah, just do it, basically. Exactly, yeah.
Put it out there and don't give a shit what your mates think, or like, don't be worried or scared, or if people tell you it's shit. Because when we put PJDN out, people that I went to school with and stuff told me it was shit. And
yeah, or even just didn't understand, just like baffled. What's that?
Yeah.
One of my best mates went, it's all right, but it's not really. Do you know what I mean?
It's not going to, do you know what I mean?
It's that doggo. He knows now. But, you know, like, I don't know, man. Like you said, Hugo, yeah, the best thing is just to put it out there and not care what other people think. But also, we were lucky because there was like five of us, or like, actually, there was like six of us that we could all kind of, if we all thought it was good, then we, do you know what I mean? Then we knew there was something there.
Yeah, but I don't think that we had any expectation as well.
No, of course not. Exactly.
Like it was for us. It wasn't for,
yeah.
It wasn't like, we're going to do this and have a comedy show. Like, we did it because we found it jokes and enjoyed doing it.
That's true.
I guess the main thing.
Yeah.
And just showing people that we are jokes. Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, in the simplest form, it's just doing things that you love because you love doing it, and then kind of seeing what happens after. It's like doing it. We're doing this podcast. It's not like we're doing this and it's blown up massively and we're earning money off it or whatever.
Yeah, we're not Rogan. There's no Spotify on the table.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we wanted to do it and we enjoyed doing it, and that's it. You know what I mean? And then you see what happens. I mean, I know that's not amazing advice, but I guess just putting things out there and doing it.
If it comes from a place of love, then people will pick up on that and enjoy it even more, I think.
And it doesn't have to be millions of people. It could be however many people, do you know what I mean? But if it's honest and it's coming, yeah, exactly.
That's why if you see like some branded, not all, but some branded content, it's not that good. Like, it's because their hearts aren't in it or they don't care.
100%.
Doing it for the old bunts. Fair enough. I would do it for the bunts.
And you have, and I have. Yeah. And lockdown's been a tough time, boy.
Yeah.
This podcast doesn't fund itself. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, nah, but that's from Alex Grocock. He should definitely work in comedy.
Definitely.
Alex Grocock, great name.
Just watch it.
Put that on the top of your script and just throw it out to people. They'll bloody laugh straight away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, first laugh already.
Yeah, exactly. First tick. Nah, but there is no way of just, I guess, like walking into these places and getting the scripts into people. You just got to like just try and create things yourself, get an agent, and then just try, man. That's all you can do.
Yeah. Don't even worry about the agent thing.
Yeah, I guess.
No, yeah. They'll come.
But you know, I was more thinking if they're just writers rather than actors.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
We do need something like that, but. Yeah, to be honest, I'm so shit at advice, but hopefully.
Yeah, same.
Hopefully. I'm better at inspiring. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read the next one.
All right, cool.
Wagwan, Sipra, and Hugo the Fourth. Nice. Like that. Yeah. I have a bag of questions for you guys. Thought I'd list some. You can pick any of which you like.
Cool.
What's your lesser known / niche film you think everyone should watch?
Okay, yeah, I guess I was going to say the ones that I mentioned earlier, but nah, go on, you say something, you go.
I'm just trying to think, man.
Oh, I got one.
Go on.
Scorsese and Le Donc.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Right, obviously, Shane Meadows, True G.
Yeah, that's a sick one.
It's a documentary. Semi-mockumentary, and Scorsese is a sick sick rapper from Nottingham. He kind of plays a version of himself, but this is amazing, man. It's like very realistic mockumentary / comedy. But yeah, you need to watch it, man. Scorsese and the Don.
Yeah, sick film.
Absolutely fun.
I can't really think of one, you know. I'm really trying to think.
Like film.
No, I don't watch anything.
At the moment, I can see a reflection in his eyes and it's saying that he's Googling best unknown films.
Oh, I know one. I don't know if it's like lesser known, but the King of Kong.
Oh, hey, the King of Kong, sick. We spoke about that before.
King of Kong is a sick film.
Yeah, it's a documentary about a guy trying to be the Donkey Kong champion of the world.
Okay, next question. Shall I do the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think is the greatest actor of all time? And says worst actor of all time, but we don't have to say that one.
Yeah. I think the best actor of all time is Hugo Chegrin.
Thank you very much. I'd agree.
Yeah. Because he doesn't even act. He just is. You know?
I'd literally just put a voice on. Yeah. That's what acting is.
Yeah. No, Jake, for me, probably, I mean, of all time, probably for me, Robert De Niro.
Rob D.
Yeah.
Can no go wrong with Rob D.
I like to call him Bob.
Yeah. First name basis.
Yeah, because I've heard that in interviews.
Oh, God, it's fucking
tough one
hard.
For him because he doesn't like actors.
No, I don't. I only like factual. I mean, Rob D is fucking sick.
Yeah, I can't get it out of my head now you've said it.
Ah.
Go on.
I do like Christian Bale.
Do you? You're Chris B, sick. Man. Yeah, it's classic, man.
Chrissy B.
That's classic.
Yeah, he's a G. And Leo. Leo's up there.
Oh, Leo. Yeah. Leo's hard. Yeah. That's Leonardo DiCaprio to anyone that doesn't work in the industry like us. We call him Leo. Yeah. Leo and Bob. Yeah. All right. So, favorite pasta dish and favorite pasta shape. Favorite pasta shape, probably Hugo.
Thank you.
The shape of Hugo. Favorite pasta dish. To be honest, I love something like a beef shin ragu with a rigatoni pasta. Eh?
Nice. Yeah. Very easy to make.
All the best pastas are.
Beef shin. Do they sell that?
Yeah, I've got some. I actually got some in my freezer.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mine's simple, man. Pasta, pesto, mozzarella, pancetta.
Is that
parmesan?
Did you say tomato as well?
No.
All right.
Dry.
That's something that I remember you talking about pesto being something your mum used to make, innit?
Yeah. It's been a dish in my house.
So it's got like a nostalgic element to it as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was a staple in my diet my whole life.
Yeah. There was a stapler in your diet your whole life.
Yeah. Helping me
lose weight. I finally realised and I took it out.
Went mad.
What shape pasta?
Penne.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
I like penne. Or the twisty one. Quite like as well.
Fusilli.
Yeah. Fusilli.
Okay, let's go to the last question. I mean, he did say pick one of these. What album? Oh, look, his name's Luca Furio as well. So he's probably from Italy. That's why I asked about the pasta. So whereabouts in Italy do you reckon he's from?
Somewhere hot.
For me, with a surname like that, I'd just hazard a guess, probably Ostuni.
I'll go. Right? I've never been to Italy, so I'd agree with you.
Yeah.
I do want to go, though. 100%.
We got Luca Furio. This is a good one. What albums are you currently listening to? Best new artist you discovered? Ooh, I can't wait for this one.
Ooh.
I'm going to let Hugo do it. Because Hugo literally knows no answers.
new album that I'm listening to. So I just got Spotify up. I just listened to Action Bronson.
Yes.
Only for Dolphins.
That shit's fire. That's like one of my favorite albums of it in a few years, you know?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. New artists. I really like Heady One.
Yeah.
I feel like Heady One's sick. I like Potter Paper's new album.
Bruv.
I thought that was really good.
I've been banging that. Shout out Potter Paper. Not new artist, but Fresh Home. So new in a sense.
Nas's new album is amazing. King's Disease.
The track with AZ is sick.
Yeah.
You know,
sick.
The Firm track.
The Firm.
Yeah, hard.
Yeah,
hard.
Dre.
Recently, in the last kind of half a year, I've been on Griselda. They're hard, like West Side Gun, Conway the Machine.
Yeah, his new album. Baby
Butcher. Yeah, bruv. So West Side Gun's new album, just been banging out every day. Who Made the Sunshine? Proper sick, man. If you're into that kind of gritty, grisly 90s sounding hood hip hop with a little bit of a, you know what I mean? Yeah, with then listen to that. Hard. Also, The Lox dropped a new album after.
I listened to that.
It's got some sick tunes on there, man. Hard. New artist, though. I mean, not really new, but I've been listening to Parsaloo.
He's sick. Like,
listening to Pot of Paper again because he's back home. So that's about it, yeah.
Hey, man, Burger and Chips America. You got another question?
Sure do, man.
All right, let's do one more question, innit?
All right, yeah.
This one's from Liam McHugh. Where would you think he's from?
Oh, Scotland.
Yeah, pound for pound.
Pound for pound, yeah.
He's Scottish. Yeah, no, you're not fooling me, Liam. You're Scottish, right?
You're a Scotsmith.
Yeah, you're a fucking Scotsman. Yeah? So he's saying, I know the film's coming up real soon. Well, it's been pushed back to next year now. But right. Is there any plans in place for life after the film? Yeah, man. There's not going to be, he said, is there another season? There won't be another season of People to Do Nothing. That'll be it.
Yeah.
We kind of wanted to end it on a, well, hopefully a high if people enjoy the film. But he's saying another project as a pair. Definitely.
That's
Hugo is in this for life. I don't know if he knows this.
I'm in. I'm tied in.
Yeah.
I've contractually obliged.
I've made myself his best mate about 10 years ago and I'm not leaving him.
I can't get rid of him.
He can't get out. He's moved away and everything. He can't. I'm like, do you want to do a podcast? No. Do you want to do a podcast? No. Do you want to do a yes, all right, I'll do a podcast. And then we're doing a podcast now.
Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, there is another project coming out.
We've got something that we've written for Channel 4. I think we can say, well, we can't say what it's about, but Steve's going to be involved in it as well and Tom Davis as well. So yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
We've got a few more ideas that we're fleshing out.
Finessing.
Which means just sending voice notes to each other about it constantly. Yeah. And not really doing anything.
Yeah, eventually.
That's the first stage, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, exactly. We got a Corrupt FM album that will be dropping as well next year, so we've been recording tracks for that. Also, we've just finished recording the Corrupt FM, the official Corrupt FM podcast with Audible Series 2. So that's done, and that's going to be coming out.
Real soon.
Yeah, this year, real soon.
Yeah.
Big ups. He said he followed us boys from day one. He'd like to think of himself as the second best MC in the galaxy. Liam, I can only wish that I never meet you at a party when you're a Mandy and you spit in my ear.
Yeah, really loudly.
Yeah. But love, bro. Appreciate it.
I'm sure he's good.
There's going to be many more projects from us to come.
This is the outro. See you later. And good luck. Stay lucky, boy. Stay lucky, boy.
That is a perfect way to end this.
Yeah.
Shout out everyone that's been locked in. Big up all the shit munchers that have sent their questions in and that.
Yeah, thank you.
Fucking love you, little shit munchers. Innit?
Yeah.
Say it.
So do I. Love you, shit munchers.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, sweet. So, man, if you've got any more questions, actually, we've got bare others to get through. So we'll do another episode like this.
Yeah.
But if you've got any more, chattingshit1@gmail.com. That's me and Hugo. Outie. Tell these people something they don't know about me.
Huh?
Yeah. See you later. Eminem.
All right. See ya.
Hey, yo! Will everyone shut the fuck up? I want to give a crazy, stupid, dope fly shout out to everyone involved in this podcast.
Nah, fuck that. Who's the brain that produces this show, man?
Man like Rupert Magendie.
And who's the audio editor?
James Torrance, check
it. House. Who's the video editor?
Ha ha, James Lord.
And who does all the illustrations?
It's Alison the Ink.
Mad on the visuals, bruh.
Shout all the posse down at Acast Laboratory. Hip hop. Am I right, hustler?
You're not wrong, Playboy Valentino.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.